I think we're going to skip to sift tests now. And specifically, what we need to talk about here is a very important question, which is what contributes to the shear in order to make a bracha achrona? So, for example, and this is primarily relevant for a al hamechia, with a bar nefashos. So then it's easier, as we know, as we discussed, we would paskin if you had a half a kazayis of cracker and half a kazayis of apple, you wouldn't be bar nefashos. So there is tziruf in that case. Really, the question that we need to discuss over here is tziruf to an al hamechia. So the question would be, if you have a food, a single food that you make a mizonos on, like a cookie, and it's comprised of cookies are sometimes only about a third flour. So it's a third flour and two thirds other ingredients, and you have exactly a kezias. What's the halacha? Would you make an alamichia or would you make a bar nefashos? And there are many variations of this question. And that's what we're going to discuss over here. It's a very practical question. So we know what the bracha rishona is on this case. It's clear that kol sheyeshbo, even if it's only 30% flour, there's no doubt everyone would agree that the correct bracha is a mizonos. But what is the correct bracha achrona? Before we get to Rabbeinu Yonah, which is cited in the Shulchan Aruch, let's just start with Tosfos. So there's an interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on daf Mem Aleph on the base. If you look at Rashi, and this debate, by the way, is cited in the Bir Halacha. The Beis Yosef doesn't get into it very much. However, the Bir Halacha over here does bring it down. Rashi on Mem Aleph on the base, Dibor Maschil Pasaba B'Kisnin, holds that you could have a situation where you would make a mizonos because of Kol Sheyesh Bo, but you wouldn't make a Me'ein Shalosh. You would make a Bori Nefashos. Now, that sounds like perhaps that there's no tziruf. In the case that we were talking about of cookies, for example, we would make a mizonos because kol sheyesh bo, but a bari nefashos because there's not a kazayis dagan. However, Rashi doesn't say that's the reason why it's a bari nefashos. It's not because you didn't eat a kazayis of dagan. He gives a different reason. Mitoch shenosnim batavlim harbe that goes in mushkedim umachala muat. Lo hit inuha bracha me'en shalosh, dehave midi dehave apas ores v'dochan. In other words, from the comparison to ores, it sounds like the reason why, according to Rashi, you make a bari nefashos is because of its lack of chashivos. And even if you were to eat a kezias of dagan, still you wouldn't make a al hamechia, just like an ores. It's not entirely clear. It's a difficult Rashi to understand. And this question that I just alluded to goes back to what Rashi means when he says ma'achala mu'at. But l'chorat doesn't mean less than a shear. Rather, it means it's not an achila chashuva, and it goes down a darga in terms of dine brachos. That idea of going down a darga we'll actually return to shortly when we get to Rabbeinu Yonah, who might have a similar type of idea. We'll get back to that a little bit later.
So Rashi's saying Kol Sheyesh Bo only is for the Bracha Rishona?
That's correct. But the riff over there, Lamed Amud Aleph B'Dap Pe'ah riff, regarding Pasaba B'Kisnin, actually has an interesting shita. He has Ulvasof Lo Klum. If you look at the Shilta Giborim, Aleph, he says that means a Bori Nefashos. Though Rabbeinu Yonah at least initially thinks there's no bracha at all, similar to Rashi Shita. We'll get back to the riff a little bit later. But Tosfos over there, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Dibor Maschil Ela, disagrees with Rashi, and he thinks, no, you'd make a Me'ein Shalosh. Now, again, from Rashi, you can't really be Medayik to our Shaila, and from Tosfos directly, you can't, but you could because of the Girsa. Tosfos brings a Girsa in the Gemara earlier. And Tosfos says the girsa, kol sheyesh bo mechamesha saminin, then you have to make a me'ein shalosh. That's also the girsa of the Rach over there. In other words, the way Tosos and the Rach are goreis, just like we paskin like Rav and Shmuel, that kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon, you make a mizonos, hu adin, you make a me'ein shalosh. So it would seem that according to Tosfos, even though if you ate a cookie, and the cookie was exactly a kezias, and it's one third flour, just like the flour is koveya for bracha rishona, so too it's koveya for bracha chrona, and you'd make an alamechia. And even though you didn't eat a kezias of dagon, still you would make an alamechia. Now, maybe you'll say, oh, bidocha the rai. Maybe Tosos holds like the Ritva. Remember, the Ritva shittas, you only say kol sheyeshba when there's kezias bechde achilas pras. But first of all, Tosos doesn't say that. Besides that, even if that were true, the Ritva just says we only say kol sheyeshbo if there's a kezias dagon bechde achilas pras. He doesn't tell you that you have to eat a kezias dagon. He just says to apply kol sheyeshbo, there has to be some minimum. Parenthetically, we explained that that was the Ritva l'shitaso. Since the Ritva holds that we say kol sheyeshbo even when the flour isn't the ikar, so there needs to be some shear, and the shear is kezias bechde achilas pras. All the other Rishonim don't need to say that, and they don't. One way or the other, though, what we see here is that a number of Rishonim, based off of their gears in the Gemara, which again is not our gears in the Gemara, but based off of their gears in the Gemara, hold that if you're going to make a mizonos, you make an alamechia, and l'chora that presumes that we look at the entire cookie as contributing towards the shear. Now, if you look at the bir halacha, it's dibur maschil the acharav borei nefashos. He notes that this is a group, a number of rishonim who say this. He writes, "I'm the bir agra shedin ze talui b'shitas harishonim." Shazehu, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is Ladas Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, Vihara'ah, Vatosfos Cholkim Alzeh. And it's not just Tosfos that we just quoted. Tosfos Harash and other Rishonim as well. But Lemaisa, we don't paskin like this view. We don't paskin like this Tosfos. So we don't seem to assume that automatically, just because it's a mizonos, it would be an alamechia. So then what do we hold of? If we don't assume that just because it's mizonos, it's an alamechia, so what there is the possibility of bracha rishona being mizonos and the bracha achrona being a boy nefashos. And that's the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, again, still doesn't, we're going to see Rabbeinu Yonah right now. Rabbeinu Yonah will not really explicitly tell us the shaila of our cookie. What Rabbeinu Yonah will tell us, though, is that such a possibility exists, that the bracha rishona is mizonos and the bracha achrona is a bari nefashos. Again, like Rashi, though perhaps for a different reason, not like the girsa of Tosfos. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah actually say? So we don't have this Rabbeinu Yonah in the Perush on the Rif, but it's quoted from the Abu Draham, and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, and that's going to be the basis of the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? So I'll just read you the citation from the Beis Yosef. D'davka sheyesh boso kamach me'echad mechameshes aminim k'deish yochol nimen k'zayis dagon b'chdei achilas pras. If you have enough flour such that there's k'zayis dagon b'chdei achilas pras, that's when, if it's bread, you bake kamotzi and berkas hamazon. If it's tavshil, you'd make mizonos and mein shalosh. Aval im ein bo zehashir mechamesha saminim. If there isn't kezayis dagon bechdei achilas pras, what is, how much is that, by the way? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Is a pras 3 or 4 beitzim? Is a kezias 1/2 or 1/3 of a kezias? So it's actually could be quite a range. But let's say there isn't this year. Let's say it's a 5% flour, but it's still there to give tam. You taste the tayama flour and it's there for a tam. So it's definitely going to be a mizonos or hamotzi, but there's not kizayich dagon bechde achilas pras. So then says Rabbeinu Yonah, enu mevarech lebasof shalosh brachos. You don't make benching. So you have cornbread that's a 5% wheat flour. You wouldn't make a berkas hamazon. You do make kamotzi because of kol sheyeshbo, since there's tam dagan. Afal pi sheinbo kizayis dagan b'chdei achilas pras. Again, not like the Ritva, who thinks you wouldn't even apply kol sheyeshbo in this case, but we don't accept that Ritva. Ulvasof ben shalosh. Very fascinating idea. So it goes down from berkas hamazon to me'ein shalosh. It doesn't go down to Borei Nefashos, goes down to Me'ein Shalosh. Now, we'll see in a moment that the Gra has a different girsa here. The Gra doesn't think this is the correct girsa. This is the girsa that the Shulchan Aruch had and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Gra thinks this should also be Borei Nefashos. And we'll get back to that a little bit later. Parenthetically, the Rambam Gimel Yud Aleph writes that anytime you make hamotzi, you do make Birkas Hamazon. That's also the mashmaus of the Yerushalmi. But L'chora, the Rabbi Yonah is rejecting that, though it's not so clear. We'll get back to that also. Continuing Rabbi Yonah, V'u adin k'she b'shluhu b'kedera mivarech t'chila borei minei mizonos avala basof mivarech borei nefashos rabos. So if it's a Maisa Kedera, then the Bracha Rishona is Mizonos, Bracha Achrona is Borei Nefashos. So L'chora, what would be if there is Kezayis Dagan B'chdei Achilas Pras? Then he says the Bracha Achrona, if it's bread, it's Birkas Hamazon, and if it's Tav Shil Salamechia. I would have thought, though we'll see shortly, that there are those who disagree with me vehemently. But the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah, and for that matter, the Shulchan Aruch, is that no matter what, if there is Kezayis Dagon B'chdei Achilas Pras, you would bench, or you'd make an Alamechia, right? Going back to our question about the cookie, if there's Kezayis Dagon B'chdei Achilas Pras, which if it's a 33% flour, there is going to be. So even though I only ate exactly a Kezayis, so I didn't eat a Kezayis of Dagon, to me, Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like you'd make an Alamechia. And likewise, the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch didn't say, if there's a Kezayis Dagon B'chdei Achilas Pras, you make an Alamechia in Achal Kezayis Dagon. He didn't put any limitations. He just said this.
Call from Eliezer Crow.
1 second. It's the Mullah.
Call from.
Hi. Could I give the phone to my wife? She can't go to the phone that either. Sorry. Do you want to come over now? Anytime after 2:30 is good. Okay. Yasha Kach. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. Okay. So again, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like, as long as there is Daga, Kezayis Daga B'chdei Achilas Pras, you always make a Birkas Hamazon and Alamechia. Now, the Gra, now, first of all, we're going to note, as I told you before, that there are many who disagree with that inference. There are also many who disagree with his conclusion. What does he say? If there's not Kezayis Dagon B'chdei Achilas Pras, what do you make? You don't make an alamechia. You don't bench, but you'd make an alamechia. So the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Tesvav, asks, Kevan de'enu et starif, im kein, gam alamechia lo yivarech, dal shara minim ein mevarech, Rak Bori Nefashos. If there's no Hitzdarfos, in other words, we don't include, right? Let's say there's only 5% wheat flour, 95% corn flour, even though you taste the tam of the dagon. Well, if there's no tziruf, so you can't bench, and why would you make an alamechia? So therefore, says Magen Avraham, Avada, you'd make a bari nefashos in that case against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And as I mentioned before, the Gra actually even changes the girsa. And he writes, you make, he thinks even Rabbi Nuyona would say a bari nefashos. I don't think that that could be what Rabbeinu Yonah means, because even if you change the girsa from Me'ein Shalosh to Bori Nefashos, but it says Aval Vasof Bori Nefashos Rabos. Why did he say Aval by Tafshio, right? So it must be that, again, the Gra is saying, if this isn't what he said, this is what he should have said. And he's basically agreeing with the Magen Avraham, saying it doesn't make any sense. So Kedargo Bakodesh, he said it's a toast to fuss. One way or the other, the point is that what the Gra, what the Magen Avraham think is impossible, though the Shulchan Aruch thinks it is possible, can't be that if there's no tziruf, it's still an alamechia. Right? Again, we're talking about the case where we're talking about bread, talking about cornbread, 5% corn flour, 95% wheat flour, 95% corn flour. Clearly, the bracha rishon is hamotzi. The question is, what's the bracha achrona? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the bracha achrona is alamechia. According to the Magen Avraham and the Gra, the bracha achrona is bori nefashos. So the view of the Magen Avraham and the Gra make a lot of sense, right? There's no tziruf, so why would it be an alamechia? What logic is there to say an alamechia? So what's the logic of the Shulchan Aruch, of the logic of Rabbeinu Yonah? So, is the pshat that we treat it now as a tavshil? But I don't understand, why would you do it? So, I think that sounds like the pshat is that when you don't have a shear of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, it goes down one darga. And the drisha sounds a little bit like that in his explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah. It just goes down one darga. And even though that sounds a little bit weird, that something should go down one darga because of a lack of chashivas, the truth is we see it in a number of places. That might be the pshat in the Rashi that we just talked about before, that pasaba b'kisnin is a bari nefashos. We remember the Rashba Lamed Ches Amad Aleph quoted the view of the Ravid that Pachos Mikazayas, you don't make a Birkas Hamazon, but you make an Alamechia. From Rashi, it's not a Raya, I shouldn't say. Rashi doesn't really show you much, because there, it's true, it goes down a Darga, but it's a Bori Nefashos. Here we want to see that bread going down a Darga is an Alamechia, right? So from Rashi, it's not a good Raya. But from the Ravid, you see that Raya, because the Ravid says that bread, pachos mikizayis, is an alamechia. Okay, we don't paskin like that Rashba. I mean, like that Ravid. You also see that in Tosfos, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. According to Rabban Gamliel, he writes, Rabban Gamliel, remember, says that you bench on wine, but if you have wine, pachos mikashir, you make ein shalosh. We also saw, this is the view of the Ri in the Rush. The Rosh Perek Vav, at the end of Siman Tazayin, writes that according to the Ri, if you had Shivas Haminim, Pachos Mikashir, you make a Bori Nefashos. Well, that's like the other example that's going down. It's a Raya of going down a Darga, but it's not a Raya to going down to Main Shalosh. But still, the idea of going down a Darga we see from there as well. So if that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, so then what's he saying? He's saying that when you don't have kezayis, it's bread, but you don't have kezayis dagon b'chdei achilas pras, then it goes down from Birkas Hamazon to Alamechia. And if it's a tavshil, and you don't have kezayis dagon b'chdei achilas pras, it goes down from Alamechia to Bori Nefashos. Now, if that's the pshat, yesh lachgor, what would the din be by pasavah b'kisnin in this case? You had pasavah b'kisnin without kezayis dagon b'chdei achilas pras. So if you say that it goes down one darga, then that should be a bori nefashos, right? You could, though, give another explanation for Rabbeinu Yonah. Another way to understand Rabbeinu Yonah would be that The reason why it's totally in this sort of shame pass, that's why you make an alamechin out of borei nefashos in this case. Remember Rabbeinu Yonah had that svara by pas shel kitnios? Pas shel kitnios, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and his first answer should really be hadama. It's not because it has a shame pass. So it could be that he thinks that since there is dagon here and it has a shame pass, that's why it's in me'in shalosh. Not because it goes down a darga, but because it has the shame pass. If that were the svar of Rabbeinu Yonah, then pas baba kistin would be what? It would taka be an ala mechia. Even with akzayas dagon mechli achlios pas, possibly, because as we see, and according to many rishonim, pas baba kistin does have a shame pass. So it's unclear what Rabbeinu Yonah would say in that case. Unclear what Rabbeinu Yonah would say about pas baba kistin. It really depends on the logic of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, what's sort of interesting is that this distinction could be very relevant for resolving a stira in the Mishnah Brura about matzah, which we'll get to a little bit later. But maybe we'll get back to that. I don't want to jump ahead. Now, so what are we saying? We're saying that according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah, assuming, let's say, there is Gezayis Dagon Bechdei Achilas Pras, there is Tziruf. When I say Tziruf, I mean that the other ingredients, like the sugar, are mitzaref to the shear of the Gezayis. That's what I would think is the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu Yonah. But I noted that many disagree with me and say, no, that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. Rabbeinu Yonah would actually think that you need a not just kezayis dagon lechdei achilas pras, but actually to eat that kezayis dagon. So are there any rayos to this question? Any rayos? So Rav Moshe thinks that maybe there's a raya that to this concept of tziruf from a sugya in Menachos. It's a Gemara in Menachos, nun dalet menachos. It's a fascinating Gemara. And the Gemara is talking about a case of some type of iser, let's say, pigol or nosar or tamei, that bloated to a shear. Let's say there are a couple of tsiurim in a Gemara. One tsiur in a Gemara is it started off as a kezayis, then it shrunk to less than a kezayis, and now it bloated again. Why? It was in a humid environment, it rained, and now... So now, why is this a relevant question? Relevant sugya. This is a very relevant sugya because in this case, we know that this kezayis of pigel, right? It's not really 100% pigel. It's not 100% meat. It's actually 10% water because before it rained on this kezayis of pigel, this was 0.9 kezayisim. After it rained, now it's 1 kezayis. So, how do we account for that? It's obvious to us that in the Mitzias that this is actually a kezayis of 10% water. And yet, under certain circumstances, the halacha is that you'd get malchus as though you mamish ate a kezayis of pigel or an onesh, whatever it is. It has the full fledgling of a kezayis of pigel. So you see over here that at least under certain circumstances, this concept of tziruf exists. But we have to figure out what those circumstances are. It's actually very similar to the question to what we discussed when we did grape juice from concentrate. Remember, we discussed that question. How do you look at reconstituted grape juice? When the grape juice is not from concentrate, even though biologically speaking, you know, we know it's, 90% water, but we consider it 100% grape juice. But the shaila is, what about if you take out that water and you put it back? Do we now consider it 100% grape juice? Or do we say, no, this is 90% water? That we saw was a big machlokas haposkim. So this is a very similar type of question. So the Gemara over there says, Tashma, basa zakena, Shayabo Kashir Vitsamak Pachos Mikashir Tame Lishava Vitar Mikanulapa. It was a shear, now it's not a shear. So mikana labatz tower, it's pachos mikashir. Amar Rambah, kol echad mikarave be shear v'hashta lesbe halesbe. So if lemaisa right now it doesn't have a shear, because it's drunk, lemaisa doesn't have a shear. It's not metame. V'chol echad mikara loave be v'hashta have be midrabanan. Let's say it started off less than a shear, and now it is a shear. It started off as 0.9 kizesim, and now in the rain it bloated up to a shear. So then, midrabanan it's tamei. Ki pligi kagon shayba kashir v'tzamak v'chaz v'tafach. V'mar savar yishtichoy b'yisura. What about if it was a shear, less than a shear, more than a shear? That's a machlokas, whether it's deraisa tamei or not. One opinion says, yishtichoy, so it's not tamei, because it went down to 0.9. V'mar savar yishtichoy b'yisura, and now it is a shear. It's a whole complicated gemara, but I think that's enough for our purposes. So what comes out is the maskana we paskin that if it was pachos mikashir and it was nitvach, then it's not considered a shir midoraisa. It is considered a shir midrabanan. So yesh l'stapek, what would we say now with getting this cookie that was pachos mikashir, but now by adding sugar, it's kashir. So maybe we'll say that just like there's tziruf between the water and the meat, so too there should be tziruf between the sugar into the cookie. And therefore you should make an alamechia, even though you ate only a kazayis of cookie, because the sugar became integrated into the cookie and it's kilu, it's 100% flour. Maybe you could even say it's more shaykh for there to be tziruf for bracha than there is for pigol nosar tameh. Because when it comes to basar shenitfach, when it comes to brachos at the very least, we know there could be tzira for bori nefashos, though that din was very unclear. So what would be, is this a relevant gemara? Now, even if we accept that it is a relevant gemara, yesh l'stapek if we would follow dinim d'orais or not. Now, even if we could compare the addition of sugar to the addition of water, but what about if there originally wasn't a shear, right? So do we say, okay, but midrabanan for tuma we consider it a shear. So too for midrabanan for brachos we'll consider it a shear. Or do we say, no, that was a local gzeira that was shayach to the rules of tuma. We're not going to expand from that to brachos. So that's an interesting question as well. Do we see it was a takana across the board or not? So this is a debate in the Achronim. Some say that since they are misakein, that midrabanan, that which is nitfach, is mitzdarif lekashir, hu adin kan. That's Rav Moshe takes that for granted. Rav Moshe takes for granted that if there's tziruf, if we say nitfach for tumah, we'll say nitfach here. It's interesting, the Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek, I'll take your question in a second, but just some harmakomos on this. The Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek Aleph Simen Tav Samech Beis sounds like they were not misakein in all places of Nitfach, it's Mitztarif L'Kashir. Only Dumyad and Avela, because of Mar Zion, he says that by Chala, maybe not. So I would think, according to the Rashba, L'Gabi Birkas HaMazon, we wouldn't go Basar Nitfach, we would follow the Iker Shir. Unless you say there's marasayin for Birkas HaMazon also. Anyway, Lamaisa, as I said, it's Machlokas Achronim. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simon Reish Yud from the Gan HaMelech says that if there wasn't originally a kezias, and then it became a kezias, let's say because of nitfach, let's say the bread itself. Forget our case, right? You have bread that was 0.9 kezasin, okay? And then you left it out in the rain and it swelled to a kezias and you ate it. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I don't know, safek. Safek if you bench. Rav Moshe, though, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, thinks, I don't know why Rabbi Akiva Eger is Mesupah. Kevan shehu metame midrabanan, yesh lo vadei levarech. Avorak midrabanan. So Rav Moshe understands that din, that takana of nitfach, was that, even though it's a takana of rabbanan, was said b'kol tarkula. It was said that across the board, we look at nitfach as a shir. And therefore, if you, in that case, it would be tamei de rabbanan, and you bench de rabbanan. Okay, it's nafkamina b'malkam safek. Safek, you wouldn't go back. Anyway, Ksais is the Rabbanan. But that's that machlokas. So now the question is, and I'll take Yosef's question in a moment. Now the question is, does it make sense to compare the sugya in Menachos about nitfach when something expands, let's say, due to moisture from 0.9 kazaisim to a kazayas, that sometimes you would bench? In other words, we would assume that that nitfach is integrated. Sometimes it's integrated midoraisa, sometimes midrabanan. Or is that unrelated to the case of sugar into flour? Right? That's the question we need to figure out, which Rav Moshe discusses. But first, Yosef's question.
I was just thinking it's maybe Rav Moshe Lishitaso that we saw earlier in the year, sticking the bread together with the toothpick. So didn't Rav Moshe say that it came in, once they called it a full shalim over there, so too.
Aha, interesting idea. Okay, very good. Very good. Rav Moshe Kedarko Bakodesh is mamish, we have the shayla of Tziruf L'Kashir, our simon, and Rav Moshe, as Rav Shechta always likes to talk about Rav Moshe, that the godless of Rav Moshe is he knew what sugyas are relevant to paskin any particular shayla. And for that, you need to know shas, because a person could be an expert in Hilchos Brachos. They learn Maseches Brachos beginning to end. They're going to know to look at the sugya and Menachos about nitfach and pigol and tumah, right? That's why you can't be a posek unless you're bucking kol tarkula. And you have to know where to look for rayas. So that's the shayla. Is this sugya of nitfach relevant for Hilchos Brachos? So I would actually have thought that it is, but Rav Moshe thinks it's not. Now, first, Rav Moshe says that he thinks that it's pashut that over there is tziruf l'kashir, even if it was originally never a kazayas, as long as there wasn't dichoy. His example is, let's say you had 10 kazaisim of meat, and they bloated up to 20 kazaisim, and now you cut it up into 20 pieces. Everybody would agree that if you just eat a kazayas, it's tameh or pickle or nosa, whatever it is. In other words, everybody agrees that lule, the inyan of dichoy, on even a deoraisa level, something would, the water could be mitzdarif. So that's sugya. Now that's not a pashut assumption, but that's sort of Moshe's assumption. So mamish to be chayev. In other words, everybody agrees that be'etzem, you don't need a kazayas of natural meat. If something has a shem basar and you ate a kazayas, then you're chayev kares, chayev misa, chayev malchus, whatever it is, chayev chatas. So maybe you would think that hu adin for sugar. Since this has a shem lechem, even though, let's say you're challah. Challah is 50% flour, 50% sugar. You eat exactly a kazayas, right? Our challah has so much chazirai in it, as we talked about before. So you eat a kazayas of challah, you bench. And some people, this is a very interesting shailah, this happens to them every Shabbos. They are on a diet. So they decide they're just going to eat the minimal amount of challah, just a kazayas. Can they bench? Can they bench? Simple meaning of the Shulchan Aruch is they could bench. But as we said before, many Achronim say they can't bench. There's no tziruf. So I would think, according to Rav Moshe, you could bench, right? Well, according to Rav Moshe's Havana, the Gemara Menachos, you could bench. Rav Moshe says, no, not true. We can't compare them. We can't compare them. Why? Why? And I'll... Mikol makom nira dehu rak b'shara'u b'shara'u b'mayim. When is it true that nitfach has a din basar? That's when you soaked meat in water, and that's what caused it to bloat. Avo betavlin v'tzuker, hu kimo kamach acher shemeuraf b'sheheim, ha'usim esapasla menacher. Lo damu l'mayim u'mashkin, v'af b'yesham har be'zesim, v'achol rak kezayis mimenu, she'ein sham kezayis dagan, hayem estaber shelo yivarech ala mechya. The call she came below Hayabo Mekar Kazai Stakan. So you have a Kazai of Archala, according to Ramosha. What's the bracha? Bari Nefashos. You have a Kazai of Cookie, Bari Nefashos. Also, he likes the Gra. He doesn't think we pass like the Shulchan Aruch. So it's always going to be Bari Nefashos. But anyway, that's a different child. That's if less than a kazayis dagan mechdechilas pras, right? This is even where there is a kazayis dagan mechdechilas pras. What's the bracha chrona and kazayis achala? Bari nefashos. That's what Moshe writes. Why? So he doesn't tell you why water is different than sugar, or why water is different than a millet, or the like. But l'chora, the ikar chiluk is that, like he says, that when it comes to sugar, or other types of flour, tapioca flour, I don't know, whatever other flours you're putting in your challah. So there, osin es hapas lemin acher, lo damu lemayim umashkin. In other words, mayim has virtually no independent identity. So it takes on the identity of the host. So if the host is meat, it turns into meat. That's where we, but Mashen Kain, sugar has its own identity. It may be that flour has a stronger identity than sugar, right? And that's why the Bracha Rishon is a Mizonos or Hamotzi. But we can't say sugar is a non-identity. So even if the sugar is going to be subservient, and therefore, since Lagabe Bracha Rishona, we say Iker Poter Satafel, but it's not the pshat that sugar turns into the flour. Vadinisht, sugar is still the sugar. The Bracha Rishona is Hamotzi or Mizonos. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from Nitvach, So maybe even if you're going to say that by reconstituted grape juice, it's a bari priya gafen, and you have a kezias of reconstituted grape, or vias of reconstituted grape juice, even though it's lots of water, you make a alagafen, right? But here, that's because water has no independent identity, so it turns into the wine or the grape juice, or even in the case of the meat. Mashen cane, sugar, or millet, or all these other things, they do have an identity. They're tafel, and therefore gabe bracha rishona ikar potes atafel, but they're not transformed. And therefore, the bracha rish achrona, there's no tziruf, so it would be a bari nefashos. That's what Rav Moshe thinks is the ikar adin. That's not what he says entirely, lemaisa, for reasons that we'll explain in just a couple of minutes, but that's what he says should be the halacha, except for a certain minaktos that you have to pay attention to. Suffolk minutos, but we'll get to that in a moment. What should be the halacha, says Rav Moshe, what should be the halacha is there's no tziruf. Oh. Now, this actually might relate to the machlokas rishonim, how to understand tam kicker. And this gets into another part of the sugya that the Gra brings up from the Mishnah and Challah. Magen Avraham also quotes the Mishnah and Challah and the Machlokas Rishonim how to paskin by Challah. We're going to get back to the details in a moment, but just to remind you very briefly, Adam knows this because he's learning Yardaya this year, but for those of us who, it's been a while, right? So we assume, let's assume we paskin Tam Kicker Doraisa. So what's the din if you have eat something that has tam of iser, but not a kezais of iser? And you ate a kezais. So without getting into too much details, Rabbeinu Tam says it's mitzdarif. You get malchus. Ramban says you don't get malchus. And then there's a middle view, maybe, of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that if there's kezayis b'chdeachilas pras, and you eat only a kezayis, then you get malchus, right? Which is actually very similar to the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shulchan Aruch. Not the way Rav Moshe reads it, the simple reading, right? Like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. But that could be another interesting template for this debate, right? If you learn Tom Kicker like Rabbeinu Tam, so then maybe just like it turns it into Nevela to get Malkus, even though there's not a Kazais of Nevela, so too it could turn it into Birkas HaMazon or Alamechia. If you all like Ramban, maybe not. Is that a good equation? We're going to get back to that question. We'll hold on for that. Okay. But we just said Rav Moshe Shita. We just said Rav Moshe Shita. Now, the problem is, this is what Rav Moshe says, what do you do, Lamaise? So we're going to sue your sum. I haven't seen the Mishnah Berurah yet. Maybe we should have seen that first. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that the minhag ha'olam is that by cookies, it's mitztarif, though not by minei maisa kedera. Why that is, we'll have to get back to when we see the Mishnah Berurah. But lamais, according to Rav Moshe, according to Mishnah Berurah, by lekach, you have a kezayis of lekach, a kezayis of cookie, you make an alamechia. That's what he says is the minhag olam. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And he tries to justify the minhag olam. Mishnah Berurah is also not so comfortable with it, but he says, therefore, better to avoid. But that's what he says is the minhag olam, and he thinks it's okay to follow that. According to Mishnah Berurah, strictly speaking, if you have exactly a kezayis of cookie, what's the bracha? Alamechia. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's the minhag. What's the difference between that and Maisa Kedera? We'll get back to it in a minute. That's the minhag according to Mishnah Berurah. Now, what did we just say? Rav Moshe says the minhag is wrong, right? Now, it's important to know Rav Moshe doesn't have any proof it's wrong. Rav Moshe thinks he slugged up the raya that the Mishnah Berurah brings. We didn't see that yet, but he slugs up the raya, fine. So there's no raya, right? But Rav Moshe just thinks it doesn't make sense. He doesn't have a raya, it's wrong, but there's no raya, it's right. He doesn't think it makes sense. So he says, we're in a little bit of a pickle here. Why? Because I think if I have a cookie that's a kezayis, Rav Moshe says, I think the bracha is boring nefashos. But I can't tell you to do that because it's against the minhag olam. So elamai, so you'll follow the minhag olam, you'll make an alamechia. You can't do that either because the minhag is wrong. So you have no choice but to be machmir. This is a great chumrah. What's the chumrah? To eat a bunch of cookies. That's the chumrah, right? Make sure you have a kezayis dagan. Now, there's something funny, though, in what Rav Moshe writes. I'll read you the line, and we could talk about what he means. He says, "V'lasos keha minhag, kevan shu davar tamua, ulai noagim betos, ki beposkim lo uzgar minhag zeh, vimkein lo yadua imhaya minhag barer, lachem mochrach lechol ad shir sheyesham kezayis miyadaka." So he says, why can't you rely on a minhag? A minhag that's a strong minhag, you could rely on. Even if it's a davar tamua, Rav Moshe writes. We've seen a number of places where Rav Moshe says this. Right over the summer, we even saw Rav Moshe hold that you can make a bracha. That was his example by Halal at the Leil HaSeder. Not Leil HaSeder, at the Ma'ariv. Can you make a bracha even though it's not your minhag? Minhag is very, very strong by Rav Moshe. So why is it not so strong over here? So he says something interesting. He says, well, it's not cited by the poskim. So who says, right, keep it poskim, al-huskar minigzeh, so lo yadua minigbar. So when I saw this, I was shocked. What do you mean? Poskim, al-huskar minigzeh. We already saw that according to many Rishonim, like the Rif and Tosfos, it would definitely be mitzarif, right? So Rav Moshe, I guess, didn't consider them because they're against the Shulchan Aruch. They would think even less on kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, or maybe because they're not mecha, they're not machalek between between what the Mishnah Berurah says. Rav Mishnah Berurah writes, I didn't even say this point, that it's only by sugar that there's tziruf. It's not by another type of flour, which is competing. Like if you have a corn muffin that's 50% flour, 50% corn flour, then there's no tziruf. But if it's 50% flour, 50% sugar, there is tziruf. That's the Mishnah Berurah says is the minhag. So for the Rif, Tosfos, they hold of tziruf. They hold of tziruf by sugar, but they also hold of tziruf by corn flour. So they can't be the basis of the minhag. I mean, that's what it is. I'm not sure. But the Magen Avraham himself is mechalek between sugar and corn flour. So what do you mean? Why does Rav Moshe say it's not in the poskim? Maybe he means because the Magen Avraham wouldn't be mechalek between pas and tavshil. See, pas and babakistan and tavshil. He would say that there's tziruf in both ways, and the Mishnah Berurah just says it in both. So, but still, at the end of the day, what does he mean? It's not huskar to poskim. The Mishnah Berurah cited it. The Mishnah Berurah isn't a paisik. The Mishnah Berurah isn't a paisik. The Mishnah Berurah cited it, and he poskim based off of it. Even though the Mishnah Berurah thought taka didn't sound that way, he said it's the minhag. That's what you could do. The Mishnah Berurah was a little bit hesitant, but he explained it. He defended it. So shver. What are you? It's not huskar and poskim. What happened to the Mishnah Berurah? He's not a posik. I don't know. I think it's a funny Rav Moshe. Again, first of all, there are lots of Rishonim and Achronim for sure who hold of the concept of tziruf. Okay, they don't say it exactly the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. But like Rav Moshe thinks it's davar tamei, the whole concept that sugar should be mitzdarif, that's such an astounding concept that even though there's this minhag, we're going to question the minhag. It's true according to lots of Rishonim and Acharonim. Not exactly the way the Mishnah Berurah says, but still, it's a concept. And moreover, the Mishnah Berurah says it. I suppose what he means, the Poskim didn't say it, is that the Mishnah Berurah didn't say it, doesn't cite Poskim who say this is what you should do. He just cites this is what's done, right? So since there aren't poskim that say this is what you should do, we can't say it's a minhag that's muskar b'poskim. I could understand saying Rav Moshe's psak, but I guess I'm troubled still by the formulation. Yes, Adam.
This is Agav. I heard Rabbi Schwartz one time said that, I don't know where he got it, but he's saying that the Mishnah Berurah Mishnah Berurah might have been written not to be a book of psak, more than just a book in learning and like what makes more sense, but not a book in psak.
I don't understand how you could say that. The Mishnah Berurah is for sure a book of psak. He's telling you what to do, what not to do. Here, Himanish tells you what to do and what not to do. He said, Mishnah Berurah says, halach l'maisa, you're allowed to make an alamichya, but it's better to be machmir to have a shir. He tells you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I read the Mishnah Berurah, he's telling me what to do. Sometimes he doesn't tell me what to do, but a lot of times he does. I assume you could take him at his word. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe. Let's turn to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, again, commenting on Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Magen Avraham says the interesting idea, right? We already saw that he holds that you always make a bar in nefashos. In other words, when there isn't kazayis dagan mechdechilas pras on bread, not like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu Yonah, where you make an alamichya, he says you make a bar in nefashos, right? Fine. Magen Avraham also says something else, which is that which you make a borei nefashos on the tavshil, when it doesn't have kezayis dagan b'chdei achilas pras, that's dafka b'kemach dagan im shar minim, like kemach dochan or kemach kitnios, de'enu minkar kol kach haminei dagan. In other words, they compete against the dagan. But kemach dagan im shar dvarim, like sugar, even if there isn't kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, you make a me'ein shalosh. So this is unbelievable, right? Remember, the Magen Avraham is saying the following thing. I have a taroves, less than kezayis dagan b'chdei achilas pras. So it depends. What are the other ingredients? If the other ingredients are competitors to the bread, like kezias of corn, flour, so then you make a bori nefashos. But if the other ingredients are collaborators with the wheat flour, like sugar, then you would bench. So clearly, first of all, he holds of tziruf. Now, not everybody agrees with Magen Avraham. The Madani Melech, it's in the Divrei Chamudos, says there's no nafkamina here. If there's not kezayis dagam b'chayos pras, you never make a main shalosh. Also, the Elia Rabba disagrees with the Magen Avraham about this. He says, the Magen Avraham clearly missed the Madani Melech, otherwise he wouldn't have said that. Anyway, we have machlokas then between the Madani Melech and the Magen Avraham if there's tziruf of sugar. But there again, that's by Pachlos Mikazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. But what's interesting and what's significant is that the Magen Avraham is the one who first introduces this distinction between sugar and what we could call competing grains. Now, what about the Mishnah Berurah? So as we mentioned already, the Mishnah Berurah does not quote this Magen Avraham. He thinks that that there shouldn't be this distinction. And why doesn't he quote the Magen Avraham? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, in Dibur Maschil B'Kedera, he writes that the reason why he didn't quote the Magen Avraham is because it's against the Lechem Chamudos and other poskim. Lo ratisi listom kein ladina, mishum dehar, like the Magen Avraham, mishum dehar be'achronim tamu al tvarav. V'dayetam ka Lechem Chamudos hanal. Who are they? Maram Benet and a bunch of other achronim, the Elia Rabba, and so on and so forth. Good. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, and this is basically Sifkat and Memzayin and Memches, that you make a Me'ein Shalosh on Pas, and the Bar Nefashos on Tavshil. Regardless, if there isn't, well, I don't want to say the Me'ein Shalosh, that's assuming like the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch for a moment. If there isn't, he doesn't hold of this type of tziruf. So let's just take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. First, we'll look at Sifkat and Mem Zayin, and then Memchat. In Mem Zayin, he writes, by Pas, the Da'od, Du Adin, in Bepas Hayim Urav Kemach Dagan, Kezayis Bechde Achilas Pras, El Shehulo Achal Rak, Miktas Meha Pas, Shelo Yashir Kezayis Dagan, So, right, our question was whether there's tziruf of other ingredients. In this case, there is kezayis dagan b'chdei achilas pras, but you only ate one kezayis of this pas. So then you'd make a bari nefashos according to the Gra and alamech according to the Shulchan Aruch. Likewise, when it comes to Ma'aseh Kedera, he writes that you would make a bari nefashos, right? So according to this, there is no tziruf of other ingredients. Okay, we thought there's a difficult reading of the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah reads it. Now, before we get to his Chiddush about Pasabal Kisnin, which we already mentioned before, it's worth looking at what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Matzah. Hilchos Matzah, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that Mekar Adin, it is Mitztarif. And even according to the Man Damer, it's not Mitztarif. Chora Rov would be enough. You don't need a full kezayis of flour. Why? What does it say over there? So this is in Siman Tuf Nun Gimel. It says, Ha'usa Isa min hachitim Umin ha'orez, im yesh batam dagan, yotze ba yedei chovasa. You make dough with isa of chitin and orez. As long as it tastes like wheat, you're yotze. Well, how much do you need to eat? Is a kezayis enough? says the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sif Katan Yudalit. Mashma, first of all, you don't even need Kazayis Dagan Lachtechilas Pras. This is 5% wheat flour, 95% rice flour, and you eat a Kazayis, your Yotzei. Whoa. Why? You're not Yotzei with rice matzah. Shani Hacha, Kevan. Flour, rice flour is different because of the principle of Gerira. That's the Yerushalmi, that wheat causes rice to be machmetz. And once it's machmetz, it's kosher for matzah. Okay, so that's how it's true, even if it's 95% rice flour. So he writes, that's dafka chitim and orez. Avalam irev, kamachitim in kamach dochan. Dochan doesn't have that property, v'chi agavna. So then it depends. Im irev kamach shel shar mine dagan, im kamach orez. Basam imenu matzeinu yotze b'deich obaso, v'shiyesh bo tam dagan. Helem ken yesh bo kamach dagan, shiyeh b'chzayich techilas pras. So if it's, if there's not, if you have wheat flour mixed with dochan flour, you're only yotze, mitzvah matzah, if there's kezayis b'chdechilas pras, the hainish b'chol pras menana yehe b'kezayis mikamach dagan, b'shir zeh, chashvinan kol isa kulika dagan. But then, if there is kezayis dagan achilas pras, we look at it as entirely dagan. V'yotze b'yidei choy vasai, b'sh'ochol kezayis matzah. You're yotze, even if you had only one kezayis. Right? 75% dagan flour, 25% wheat flour, I eat exactly kezayis, I'm yotze mitzvah matzah. That's his first opinion. Sounds a little bit like the Iker opinion. And he says, B'shas Adchak, you can be samech on it. We'll get to the second opinion in a moment. But this is a Pella. What bracha achrayna would you make on it? Fire in a fashais? And you don't say matzah. Why should there be tzira for matzah, not tzira for bracha achrayna? Okay, but we have to read on a little bit of Mishnah Berurah because he says, not so simple. V'yei shomrim, shafil v'chidim v'ayrez, en yotzen yidech v'aso ela, now we go up one madrega. Even by the Yeshomer, not the Shulchan Aruch, that by Orez you need Kazayis Dechilas Pras, and by other things like Dochan, it's not, even Kazayis Dechilas Pras isn't enough to make it pure Dagan. Elim Ken Yesh Rov Dagan, Umir Orez, Osharminim. But everybody agrees if it's Rov Dagan, if it's 51% wheat flour, 49% doichan flour, and you eat a kezayis, everybody agrees your yotze, your mitzvah. How do we paskin on this shayla? L'chadchila nachon lachmir v'shel terek svar achrayna. Better to follow the machmir view. V'shasad chak, you could follow the svar isham. So what comes out? I think shasad chak is because it's ikaradin. And he says this is the view of all rishonim except for the opinion of the Ravid. And he digs up a orzarua. So for a rov rishonim, except for the revenue orzarua, if it's 75% millet, 25% wheat, and you eat a kezayis or yotze, better to be machmir for the opinion of the ravid and orzarua that it has to be at least 51% wheat. But nobody says it has to be 100% wheat. Everybody holds their tziruf. So vusapis, what's going on? So one way is to say there has to be a chiluk. If you eat a kezayis of something that's called matzah, you're yotze. This is called matzah, so you're yotze. You don't need a kezayis of wheat, of dagan. You just need a kezayis of something that's called matzah. Maybe because of tziruf, because of chimut, it's more shayach tziruf. Another possibility is that the Mishnah Berurah was chayzer. In Hilchos Pesach, I'm assuming now he wrote the chiluk base before chiluk hay. So we could verify that. But he was chozer a little bit. What basis do I have for chazara? Well, I have this, but here maybe you could be mechalik. But I'll bring you another raya that he was chozer. This raya is more mefurish. By sufganin, the Mishnah Berurah was l'choyre soser. Because in Simon Reishu, by Hilchos Brachos, if Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes that air holes aren't mitzdarif. We'll talk about that in a moment. I guess next time, sorry. Next time we'll talk about that. But Bekitzer, he writes over there that Behilchos Brachos air holes aren't mitzdarif le kashir in bread. I'm not talking about a big like hole like you sometimes have in a bagel, like standard air holes. And by Hilchos Matzah, he writes the Arma story. Again, maybe you could be Mechalik between Hilchos Matzah and Hilchos Brachos, but he says explicitly in Hilchos Matzah that in Hilchos Brachos is Mistari. So it's a Mefurish Tira. It's not, I didn't notice that. Shaina Halachos, Chaim Kanievsky, Simon Reish Yud Sifkat and Ches makes this Sahara. So it could be that just like he was Choser to include air, he was also Choser to include sugar. I don't know. Tzarchi and Gadol. One way or the other, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah is Psak. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, though, as I said, I guess we're out of time, right? We'll stop here. What we'll talk about next time is we're going to talk about the Mishnah Berurah's Raya Shita by Pasa Babakissin as being different, his Raya from Simon Reish Yud, and Rav Moshe's analysis of that whole back and forth. So next time, we're going to finish, next time meaning Thursday, we're going to finish this topic. There's also another great Maramakom to look at, Avnei Nezer, Simen Lamed Ches, Os Yud Beis. Fascinating. We're going to talk about air holes, which come up in Simen Reish Yud, but I think it's Kedai to talk about over here as well, Simen Reish Yud Sif Aleph, and the Magen Avraham Mishavura. We're going to talk about the issue that the Bir Halacha brings up about being mitzvah for other ingredients towards Birkas HaMazon, Deraisa. And then we'll make a bunch of other small ha'aros that'll bring us to the end of the simen. There's no big sugyas after this sif, after sif test. So maybe we'll even finish by Thursday, if not Mirtz Hashem by Sunday. And we'll probably go weiter on Sunday also, just so you could pace yourselves. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thank you for this year.
Baruch Tia.
Are you in a rush right now?
You can ask a question, sure.
Well, number one, not on the shir. What day will the bris be, Yes Hashem?
The bris will be Shabbos, Bezras Hashem.